From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The Missouri Senate has given initial approval for legislation establishing a prescription drug monitoring program. Yesterday, senators voted 20 to 13 to create a database that tracks when prescriptions for controlled substances are written and filed. The goal of such programs is to prevent people from going to multiple doctors to get prescriptions for drugs such as painkillers. Missouri is the only state that doesn't have such a system. The bill was proposed by Senator Rob Schaff, who has cited privacy concerns in the past. Schaff's proposal includes security protections such as encrypted data and a 180-day time limit for keeping prescription information. Vice President Mike Pence visited a suburban St. Louis Jewish cemetery yesterday where more than 150 headstones were damaged earlier in the week. He said there is no place in America for hatred or acts of prejudice, violence, or anti-Semitism. Pence said at the cemetery in University City that people of Missouri are inspiring the nation with their love and care. Pence was joined by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. The vice president spoke earlier in the day in St. Louis suburbs and condemned the incident as a vile act of vandalism. The cemetery posted on Facebook that 154 headstones were vandalized in the damage discovered Monday. University of Missouri Healthcare will provide screenings and risk assessment checks for fall injuries at the Columbia Mall this Saturday as it tries to lessen the risk of the elderly falling at home. MU Healthcare will set up testing stations for blood pressure checks, balance assessment, and hand grip strength. They will also offer advice about avoiding falls. Clinician nurse Cassie Campbell says the trauma caused by fall injuries is a significant threat to the elderly.
We know that in the 1,500 patients that we saw last year at our trauma center, half of the patients were actually caused from fall injuries themselves. It's the second leading cause of trauma that we see here at the University of Missouri.
MU Healthcare will run the fair in the H&M Court from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. The event is free and open to the public. Missouri's unemployed would face losing several weeks of jobless benefits under an advancing bill in the state house. House members in a voice vote yesterday gave the bill initial approval. Representative Scott Fitzpatrick's bill is a revival of a failed 2015 plan to cut the maximum benefits to 13 weeks if the state's jobless rate is below 6%. That's 7 weeks fewer than what's allowed right now. Missouri's unemployment rate in December was 4.4%. The maximum number of weeks will rise under Fitzpatrick's proposal if the unemployment rate creeps above 6%. The Missouri Supreme Court last year struck down the earlier version of the proposal on procedural grounds. The Missouri Senate debated on the so-called Real ID Act yesterday. That bill is meant to bring the state's driver's license in line with federal ID regulations. The measure is opposed by dozens of Republican lawmakers who argue the bill would infringe on their Fourth Amendment right to privacy. The bill sponsor, Republican Ryan Silvey of Kansas City, is passionate about getting it passed this session.
I think it's interesting that those that are on the other side of this issue are claiming to be protectors of freedom, and the way they're going about it is by limiting the choices of everyday Missourians. So I think that's a little bit of cognitive dissonance.
The Department of Homeland Security says Missouri has until next January to adhere to federal ID regulations. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.